She woke with the thirst already upon her, still in her clothes, cold from having slept on top of the covers. 2 days, three since she had last changed. The smell of her overcast with sweat, fried food, cigarettes. Underwear stink strong enough that it reached her even before she moved to squat over an old plastic mixing bowl that lived beside the bed. She steadied her weight on the bed frame with one hand, the other holding onto the seat of a wooden chair that creaked as she lowered herself. She didn't have to put the light on. Knew by the burn and the smell that the urine was dark. Dark as cough syrup, as sickness. There was no toilet paper, so she rose without wiping, pulling the underwear back into place, feeling it dampen a little. Usually she would reach across, open the window, empty the bowl over the rockery that lined that part of the building's wall. But there had been complaints. A warning. Instead, she took a t-shirt that was lying on the floor and covered the mouth of the bowl with it, before sitting down on the chair. In sleep, the plate of her top front teeth had come loose, protruding a little over her lips. Impossible with her dry mouth to push it back into place. She pulled, snagging it on cracked skin, causing her to switch on the lamp, to feel for blood with her fingertips. None. Then put the teeth on the bedside table next to a mug from which the tea had long since evaporated. She shifted her leg, lazy to reach for crutches where she had dropped them the night before. It was no distance from the chair to the place described as a kitchen, with its bar fridge, sink, counter, and microwave. She took hold of the chair back, the chest of drawers, the TV stand, the various items that she had refused to give up and which she had crammed into this room, making her way slowly across to the fridge. She did not bother to move onwards to the sink, knowing that the taps would be empty. The microwave clock read 05:18, 40 minutes before the water truck came. Nothing until then. Inside the fridge was a packet of discoloured Vienna sausages, opened a week ago, half a tub of margarine, a jar of gherkins. She unscrewed the lid of the jar, drank down the brine, closing her mouth against its solids, then reached for a Vienna to blunt the sting, its puckered ends like plastic. She spat out what couldn't be chewed, ate two more, spat again, then drew her forearm across her mouth, seeing afterward the smear of grit and slime and flakes of hideous pink.